This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
When the president laid out his plans about how he's going to handle trade, how he's going to invest in our infrastructure, and how he's going to level the playing field for construction workers and all Americans across this country, and then took the time to take everyone into the Oval Office and show them the seat of power in the world. The respect that the President of the United States just showed us, and when he shows it to us, he shows it to 3 million of our members in the United States, was nothing short of incredible. And we will work with him and his administration to help him implement his plans on infrastructure, trade, and energy policy so that we really do put America back to work in the middle-class jobs that our members and all Americans are demanding. Thank you very much.
Well, that's the comment from one of the union leaders as he laid out his experience in meeting President Trump in the Oval Office. As he says, the respect he showed us was nothing short of incredible. And, you know, this is all part of the art of the deal. You got to be able to talk to people and get together. And, you know, Scott, one of the things that was going to be such a challenge for this president, and it's not to say it's over, but you go a long way when you start building some bridges into these different constituencies and you come in as a friend and not a foe. Because, hey, look at these people have jobs. And they've had certain things that they want to protect, and everybody right now is nervous and they're afraid they're going to lose stuff. But, it takes the wisdom of Solomon to be able to negotiate some of these things to where it's a win-win for everybody, you know?
Well, I think the thing that shocks me the most is that this is a usually a Democratic stronghold, unions. Mm-hmm. And he went into Michigan. He went into other places where unions are prominent, and he won.
Right. Well, he's winning, and he's beginning the conversation, because I believe the unions realize, look, you've got to find some ground here that is win-win for everybody. You can't just have it your way, because you can get all these breaks and pensions and all this other stuff that goes with it, and that's great that you get that for your membership. But at what cost? If it's not able, and this is the reality for some of these unions, is they've negotiated deals with states and counties and that sort of thing, and some of them have realized that it's not worth much more than the paper was written on, because these cities and states have gone bankrupt and they can't perform on the promise, and it's just that's just the reality. So they're. I'm encouraged to hear that kind of attitude, because that will go a long way when we're cooperating together to find that ground, that middle ground, so to speak, that makes it win-win for everybody.
Yeah. It's only been 2 days. He seems to have done more than I thought he would actually do within the first 2 days.
I'm not surprised. I mean, he was rolling up his sleeves. He was setting the tempo. He's modeling to everybody what it's going to take. And this is why, the Senate needs to get about their business and get his cabinet all, get him through and get him approved and get him to work.
I do like that there, 6 months ago, nobody liked the TPP, and now that he pulled out of it, there's actually people that are saying that it was a horrible move and that, I think sometimes he can't win.
No, and he's not going to. I mean, in much the same way as we talked about, the pictures of the comparative crowd levels and all that kind of stuff. But, it's tough when you can't trust people anymore. And it's like you got to date stamp all these pictures now, and you got to make sure, you got to ask the follow-up question to make sure that you're getting it straight, that they're not giving you some sort of fake news. And this is coming from the responsible journalists that we thought they were,
You know what it makes me say? How long have you been doing this?
Yeah.
How long has this been going on?
Exactly. Well, it brings it all into question, no doubt. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Good to have you along with us. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. And if you want to drop me an email, it's always great to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Great ideas, by the way. I congratulate you and appreciate your wisdom. And, you know, some of you are fired up, and I understand. But by and large, though, I got to say that I don't know. Maybe we're just blessed are the peacemakers here. But most of you are looking at ways to build bridges into these different interests. As to let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater, as they say, and that tried old saying. But it's true. You know, there's some value here, but we got to sift through it just a bit. And I think that America, as united as it can be, we'll rise again, and we'll do some great things for a lot of people. But meanwhile, we've got some real things we're dealing with. You know, Americans are shocked by ongoing news reports, for example, chronicling growing chaos in Europe, where massive Muslim migration is wreaking havoc on the continent, including horrendous acts of mass terrorism, an epidemic of rape and sexual assault against European women, and large jihadist-rich enclaves where even police are hesitant to enter. You know, you hear them talk about the no-go zones. Yet few realize that America is heading down the same suicidal path. Can you see that? Well, as a veteran investigative journalist, Leo Homan, documents in Stealth Invasion, Muslim Conquest Through Immigration and Resettlement Jihad, it is an international of mostly Muslim Brotherhood-linked activists has been building its ranks within the United States for more than three decades. Now, this has been aided by a U.S. immigration system seemingly obsessed with welcoming as many assimilable. In other words, they're not going to assimilate, okay, as many migrants with anti-Western values as possible. As a result, largely secret plans for major population changes in hundreds of U.S. cities and towns are already being implemented, and this is happening with your eyes wide open. Leo Homan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us, sir.
Great to be here. Thank you, Bill.
Well, Leo, congratulations on the book. I mean, it really is a blessing. It's an eye-opener. I think many Americans are seeing this. I mean, this is why they came out in record numbers in this last election, is they know something is terribly wrong here in River City. We've had an administration that has seemingly ignored the obvious, and you bring it out loud and clear in Stealth Invasion.
Absolutely. It's program, one of the programs, the book is about Islamic immigration in general, but I hone in on one program a little bit more than all the others, and that being the Refugee Resettlement Program, which is not a new program. It's been flying under the radar for 35 years since the days of Jimmy Carter, and every president since then is culpable But it has gradually, starting especially under the Clinton years, mm-hmm. it has gradually morphed, this program has morphed into one that sought to rescue refugees from communist regimes and communist oppression, which started as a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It morphed more into a program that is bringing in people from Islamic countries, not because they necessarily want to be non-Islamic and mm-hmm. want to be free, but simply because they claim that they are somehow persecuted, such as in, let's give an example, Somalia.
Mm-hmm.
99.9% of people coming here from Somalia under the Refugee Resettlement Program are Sharia-compliant Muslims. And they're not coming here to seek freedom. They're coming here for other reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And we know this based on surveys and interviews. There are exceptions, of course, but many of them, and there's a lot of them, just from that one country, from Somalia, we're bringing
right.
in, you know, 10, 11,000 per year. And a good many of those folks have no intention of assimilating into American culture. They want to continue with living their Sharia-compliant lifestyle, living in enclaves, practicing having polygamy, multiple wives, honor violence. The Quran gives the man permission to beat his wife and things like this. So, you know, you would think that these are just basic, time-honored, bedrock values that all Americans should adopt. Our immigrant ancestors, mine came from Germany and Italy, and I don't know where yours came from, but when they came here, Bill, when mine came here in the 1920s, they came with those basic values, you know,
right.
and that is the difference. People, you know, when I took on this project, It was major, and it was a risk, and there's a reason why I was the first one to take it on. I was a little bit naive at first, and when I started looking at this program, I was like, you know, why has no other journalist reported on this from a critical point of view? You know, there's a lot of glowing reports, articles you can read online about refugees, fluffy feature stories and whatnot about them escaping persecution and starting a new life in a new country, and you know, it's all lollipops and balloons.
Mm-hmm.
But I was the first one to really take a critical look at it, starting in 2014, and I realized, you know, we're talking about legal immigration, and that's sort of a sacred cow in America. When you just mention, you know, we talk a lot about illegal.
Yes.
Even from the conservative point of view, we're always talking about illegals. Most of these Muslim migrants coming to America are not illegals. There are some coming to the border illegally, but the biggest piece of the pie is legal immigration, and that is a sacred cow in America.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't criticize it. We have that Statue of Liberty there with the great poem underneath about, you know, give me your poor, your tired, your people who are just looking for freedom, and that's what we think of. We think of our own ancestors. But I show in this book that I'm not talking about your great-grandfather, the immigrant here, who, as you know, we just discussed, came with a completely different set of values and was willing to assimilate. So that was the major difference in my reporting on this and most of the others. Now, since I began doing this in 2014, there's others who've taken up the task as well in looking at the program from a more critical point of view and sort of the dark side of the program. We know there are success stories, don't get me wrong.
Right.
They're not all evil people.
They're not all
evil people.
Right. But the foundation is such where you have this country and its system incentivizing this built-in conflict down the road, because how does Sharia law align itself with the and complement our U.S. Constitution? It's antithetical to it.
Exactly.
So how are we? Yeah. So there's no doubt that America is on the same trajectory as Europe, and this is what many people have been saying in this country for a long time. And here it is. You've done the research and you've put it together in a way that is very compelling in Stealth Invasion, a new book. More from Leo Homan on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us, America. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I'd been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. America first. Every decision on trade, on taxes, on immigration, on foreign affairs will be made to benefit American workers and American families. We must protect our borders from the ravages of other countries making our products, stealing our companies, and destroying our jobs.
When you have a an experienced chief executive officer who knows how to articulate a vision that can get people behind it. You know, it's like the Bible says that people without vision will perish, or another interpretation is cast off restraint. And casting off restraint is you unanchor yourself from reason. And in a lot of ways, this is what this immigration, this broken immigration system that we've been working under, is it any wonder that chaos has had its way with itself and we've compromised, the security, the national security and the values of our country? And this is what the veteran investigative journalist Leo Homan brings to us in Stealth Invasion, the Muslim Conquest Through Immigration and Resettlement Jihad. You know, Leo, it's as if we've given them, the keys to every lock and every door here in this country just to have their way with us as other European countries have done. And look how it has served them.
Absolutely. So, yeah, when we left off, we were talking a little bit about this lack of assimilation. Maybe we should have started even before we talked about that with some of the numbers. You know, this country is approving 1.3 million green cards in a year's time. In the most recent year, I think, was 2014 that we have that statistic for. That is a just unprecedented number that I don't believe is sustainable. Mm-hmm. You can't integrate 1.3 million migrants every year into your country, and those are just the legal ones. You know, we have at least another 500,000 or so illegal ones crossing the border.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting close to the 2 million per year figure of immigrants. I mean, that is just historically unprecedented.
Right.
And 130,000 of those every year are going to people from Muslim-dominated countries that hate America, despise our values,
right,
which are the type of values we talked about in the Bill of Rights, freedom of speech, for instance, freedom of press. You don't have those rights in Somalia or Syria or Afghanistan or Iraq. You know, you cannot criticize Muhammad or Islam in those countries. You would be thrown in prison, and in many cases, Saudi Arabia, you'd be killed.
Exactly.
Pakistan, you know, they're called, they have what they call the blasphemy laws.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're seeing blasphemy laws implemented here in the United States in a back channel type of way, and I describe some of these cases in my book where, you know, you can't criticize Islam in this country anymore without suffering consequences. No, you won't be imprisoned, and you certainly won't be killed, but you are going to suffer some backlash, and it's described in several real-life situations in my book, Twin Falls, Idaho,
yes,
Minneapolis, mm-hmm, Minnesota, right here in Georgia, we had a strange case where, you know, the media either closed its eyes or downplayed, ignored or downplayed situations of Muslim violence by Muslim migrants here in America. You know, we had a sexual assault of a little girl in Twin Falls, Idaho, and when myself and a couple of other conservative journalists reported factually on the case, we were berated and told that we were inflaming the situation and, you know, we shouldn't have reported the truth. We should have covered our eyes to it like the local newspapers did. You know, there was another case in Minneapolis where a group of Somali thugs tormented this local neighborhood there, a lakefront neighborhood in Minneapolis, for like three straight nights, showing up and running roughshod over lawns and attacking a dog, threatening a young woman with rape. And the local newspaper there, the Minneapolis Star Tribune, never reported on it. There was one report by one local news station, and then there was my reporting, and that was it. And, you know, and a blogger, a local blogger, and we just saw, and nothing, of course, made the national news on any of these cases.
Of course, right, exactly, right.
And very bad coverage at the local level. So we're already seeing it here in the States, this European model being implemented, where we start to pay respect to Sharia laws, such as the blasphemy law, voluntarily.
Right.
Because we're afraid that our reputation might be injured. CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, and some of the other Muslim groups, as along with the American groups such as the ACLU and the Southern Poverty Law Center, which aid the CARE and these other groups, and blackball us journalists who point out the truth about some of these crimes and other situations.
Now, who's Leo? Who's holding place for these guys? I mean, you know, now that you know the Obama administration is out and you've got Trump in. Do you see some of this, you know, getting cleaned up? I mean, because this is a tough deal, because in some of these communities you mentioned, they're enclaves there. They're well entrenched. How are you going to, you know, get them assimilated, you know, process them out, or, you know, because how do you become part of the fabric of the American way of life when your interest is to do away with it?
Very good question. You know, that's always the toughest question. I like to sort of give the analogy of having a leak in your house. You know, what is the first step you take? You've got this water, you know, coming into your house. Your carpet is destroyed. Some of your furniture is destroyed. The very first thing you have to do...
address the source.
Exactly. Shut off the water.
Yeah,
shut off the
exactly.
main water main. And so what Trump needs to do is stick to his original impulse, his original instinct, which was, quote, halt all Muslim immigration until we can figure out what is going on. Now, he since backtracked from that and said that he's going to do extreme vetting. Well, that won't get it done.
Exactly.
That will not get it done. We have had a lot of terrorist attacks in this country. I know President Obama has a bad memory and said that we didn't have any under his watch. Well,
mm-hmm.
I've got a list of eight here in front of me that occurred in a very recent 18-month period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and every single one of them, from the stabbing spree at the mall in St. Cloud, Minnesota, to the Ohio State University knife attack, to the Orlando nightclub, gay nightclub attack, to the Chattanooga shooting in July 2015, the San Bernardino shooting in December, Christmas time 2015, about a year ago. Every single one of these attacks, these eight attacks over an 18-month period, and there's more if you go back further, you know, like
without
the Boston
doubt.
Marathon.
Well, Leo, we've got to wrap it up here right now.
They
appreciate you coming on.
Muslim migrants, and vetting would not have stopped them.
Leo Homan, his book Stealth Invasion, which will be linked on our website, available at all the usual places.
At Web.com, want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, Bill Martinez. You're 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Jerome Corsi is with us, who received his Ph.D. in political science from Harvard University, currently a staff, senior staff writer for WND.com, where he works as an investigative journalist. Jerome, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm great, Bill. It's always good to be with you. Thank you.
Well, Jerry, a lot of conversation these days about fake news. As a journalist, and your heart in terms of dealing with some of the very difficult topics that are hanging out there. I mean, you have been absolutely fearless to go after these things that some journalists don't want to approach. But it's not like you're out there, you're doing your due diligence. I mean, you got your doctorate. So you're very serious about this. But yet we have, because of this information age and the ability for just about anybody, you know, I mean, it's a free country to have access to a computer and a microphone or a pen of their own. They can write things and say things, that do not follow, journalistic, ethos and principles.
Well, I think the thing that worries me the most, and I mean, I try, you know, a political scientist from PhD in Harvard in 72, and I've been at this for a long time, and I try in all my reporting to be, you know, factually based and reliably authenticated. What bothers me is the supposedly legitimate news organizations on the left with a partisan agenda that are, in fact, the real culprits in this fake news business. For instance, this story that has been circulating, you know, with CNN behind it on Russia being responsible for the hacking. And, you know, we get the CIA report with John Brennan on television admitting that all they have is a pattern of, you know, this is the kind of thing Russia does, so we think Russia must be doing it. Now, that's different than we have proof that Russia hacked the DNC, or we have proof that Russia hacked a Podesta. They don't have either one. All they've got is a pattern of behavior which they assume was Russia hacking Podesta and the DNC. They can't prove it, and Julian Assange at WikiLeaks says it's absolute nonsense. He didn't get this even through any second or third party that's traceable back to a government source. And yet, the Democrats are running with this story as if it were gospel truth.
Exactly.
That's fake news.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't it a lot like, you know, like you say, fake news? It's unsubstantiated. And of all places, you know, when you think of in the intelligence community associated with the rule of law, you know, you and I have been following, and you've done a lot of research, for example, on President Obama's birth certificate, not to go deeply into this, but I mean, the reporting done by Mike Zulu and Sheriff Joe Arpaio, I mean, this is ready to go in a court of law. I mean, the I's are dotted, T's are crossed. I mean, all the research, everything, but yet something like this, and you hear from the intelligence community, oh no, it's a matter of fact. So we go from it's a matter of fact that the Russians have done it to there's a pattern.
Well, and look, what you're getting is partisan news organizations like CNN and increasingly the Washington Post, the New York Times, other organizations that, you know, used to be considered legitimate, you know, beacons of truth, which today are partisan, are taking these stories, which the Democrats call, you know, narratives or memes, which are basically made up partisan lies. And they blossom them into attempted news stories where you've got the CIA and the other intelligence agencies who are also showing their partisan colors. In other words, you know, going back 50 years ago in U.S. government, it was unimaginable that the IRS and the Department of Justice would be corrupted by partisan politics the way they have been today. But it's obvious the IRS has been denying tax-exempt status, discriminating against Tea Party groups.
Even to this day.
After everything's been exposed, they continue to do it.
Right.
And the same is going on with the Department of Justice, which, you know, had completely given Hillary a pass, with Comey now having to try to explain why he said she was extremely careless, which is really the legislative definition of the crime.
Right, exactly.
You know, and this is the problem, is that, you know, if we're facing now intelligence agencies that are also cranking out politically biased information, and I think we had a hint of this, you know, in the Iraq War, second Iraq War, when, you know, Saddam Hussein was accused of having weapons of mass destruction, which is yet even today a controversial issue.
Mm-hmm.
And our intelligence agencies went out and swore to the American people there was proof positive, which never materialized. And, you know, the desire of George W. Bush to go to war against Saddam Hussein, which I say started destabilizing the Middle East the same way, you know, the Clinton administration had begun doing with Bosnia, that whole Muslim involvement in Bosnia. We supported the wrong guys.
Right.
And now we get the Obama administration getting rid of Mubarak in Egypt and Gaddafi in Libya. I mean, these are destabilization efforts which are based on faulty intelligences, the results being positive, and partisanly oriented to meet the objectives the presidents or their secretaries of state like Hillary want to achieve.
Exactly.
And what you've got now is it's obvious that the left does not want to accept responsibility for Hillary losing. Hillary campaign wants to blame somebody, and so they're going to, you know, blame Russia for throwing the election in favor of Trump in order to run this narrative that you saw, you know, John Lewis representing over the, you know, weekend.
Yes.
This great civil rights leader.
It's just disgusting and disappointing because, you know, from this civil rights leader that has a legacy and should be respected, he's disrespecting himself.
Well, especially coming out on Martin Luther King Day as it has now. And, you know, I mean, John Lewis deserves great respect and has gotten great respect. But it ought to extend across to losing an election and acknowledging that Hillary ran a lousy campaign. She was a terrible candidate. And the Democrats, as they go further and further left, are marginalizing the party as a national party. The Democrats have appeal on certain, you know, West Coast cities, not even throughout California. Most California is red counties. New York City and the boroughs, and the boroughs here, that concentration of leftists and media, and then some through New England, but very sparse support of Democrats across the country. And Hillary was incapable of remobilizing the Obama charismatic coalition.
Exactly. Well, and they knew she was a flawed candidate. I mean, this was no big surprise, but they thought they could carry the day. I mean, here it is. She spent over $1 billion with all her groups and herself and everything, and they could not win. And Donald Trump spent, what, less than $500 million, if that?
Maybe even less than that.
Yeah.
And you know, and very effectively used social media.
Yeah, exactly. So, and here they are complaining, but for all that they're doing, Jerry, at what cost? I mean, for the people that follow the Democratic Party that are in, you know, hook, line, sinker, and grape juice and everything all thrown into it, they're setting up a mindset and a condition that Donald Trump is invalidated.
Correct.
And this is so dangerous for this country.
Well, we should talk about it because the left is becoming increasingly intolerant.
Without a doubt. Well, when we come back, the conversation will continue. Dr. Jerome Corsi is with us. Dr. Jerome Corsi, currently a senior staff reporter for WND.com. Stay right where you are, America. Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have or around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. It's always great to have you along with us. 14 before the top of the hour right now, our conversation with Dr. Jerome Corsi continues. Dr. Corsi received his Ph.D. in political science from Harvard University, currently a senior staff reporter for WND.com. Jared, on the other side of the break, we were just talking about and touching on the Barack Obama legacy and also the rise of this fake news. And I want to unfold that a little bit more, if you would, please.
Well, the whole issue with Barack Obama and the Democratic Party, and especially in Hillary's loss, is this fake news that concerns me is coming from the partisan mainstream media, which has invented this story of Russia hacking into the Democratic National Committee and Podesta's office. I mean, first of all, if Podesta hadn't written such hateful emails and the DNC hadn't been so clearly biased against Sanders,
right,
it wouldn't have been embarrassed to see their emails in public. But secondly, John Brennan made it clear, absolutely clear on television this Sunday, that the intelligence agencies do not have proof that Russia hacked anybody. They're just saying, well, this, you know, fits Russia's MO, it's the way Russia behaves, and so therefore we just assume it's Russia who hacked the DNC. Well, that's not proof.
Right.
That's not what the intelligence agency. That's a judge would throw you out of court. That's not probable cause. That's not even reasonable suspicion. I mean, you know, that you might as well have the dog in the living room who's just torn up your whole house.
Right.
The dog looks at you when you get home and says, you know, the Russians did it.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous. The Julian Assange says that it had nothing to do with Russia, had nothing to do with any government agency. Probably somebody from within the DNC itself leaked those emails. And the Democrats want to run this mem that, you know, Trump's an illegitimate president because he had Russia swing the election for him. You know, and it's completely irresponsible. The Democrats aren't taking responsibility for the fact that Hillary was a terrible candidate. The Democratic Party is increasingly becoming marginalized under Barack Obama and Hillary, moving farther and farther left to where the vast majority of the American people don't even comprehend what this party is about.
Exactly. Well, I think they're raising a question that the Republicans, if they're smart, Jerry, would come back and say, look, you know, we agree. You know, we called out several times throughout this election. There was suspicions. We agree there should be a bipartisan investigation and, you know, call it a day and let's get on with the people's business. But, you know, they do not seem to be reading from the same choir book, which is, you know, to the Democrats, hand it to them. Nancy Pelosi knows how to get everybody in line. They say the same thing. They've got the same sound bites from all these different mouths. But the Republicans cannot seem to get together on these things. They all want to have such a scattered opinion about it that it only adds more confusion. It almost seems like they're obfuscating themselves. It's not even their problem.
Well, I think that what you've got is a whole situation where Donald Trump is changing the game.
Yes.
And his tweets bother the Democrats so much because they bypass partisan mainstream.
Yeah, the mainstream filter. Yes.
And they reach the American people directly. And the American people have not yet lost it. The American people are still attuned to the fact that, you know, our constitutional values and our fundamental freedoms depend on the country not becoming socialist. And, you know, the intolerance of the left, this whole, I mean, I was just in D.C. and you talk to, the D.C. is solidly, you know, Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to some of the cab drivers and others. And, I mean, they just think that, you know, Donald Trump is the devil incarnate. And,
yeah.
And you can't argue with these people.
No.
they're
hey, they're behind the wheel of the car. They're going to impale somewhere.
And also, you know, the left mentality. They're so righteous. They're supposed to be the ones who are love and, you know, peace and perfection. But they dare disagree with their ideas, and they want to, you know, basically incarcerate you, if not kill you on the spot.
Exactly. And use the full force of the government, whether it's the IRS, the EPA, or FBI on you, you know.
And they say, "How, you know, I don't have to listen to you. I don't have to Why do I have to listen?" They say, well, you know, how about the First Amendment? How about the fact that, you know, there's no guarantee in the Constitution that you're only going to hear things you agree with? And how about me? I don't agree with your opinions. I got to listen to you.
Mm.
You know, but that, from Democrats and from this far left, these are concepts that are foreign. And for all our universities are doing today, I think we'd just be better off closing them down. I mean, our kids don't need to spend $150,000 for a kid to go to college, and all they get out of it is, you know, social activism.
Right. Indoctrination. You almost have to go and have them deprogrammed, you know.
How are they going to earn a living with that kind of nonsense in their heads? I mean, you know, they're worried more about George Washington being a slave owner than the fact that, you know, America fought a major civil war in the process of getting rid of slavery. And we ought to be crediting ourselves, as we historically have.
Right.
For righting the wrong rather than for the wrong itself, which the left never wants to forgive us for, because this guilt is part of the whole racial divide that's at the heart of Saul Alinsky kind of communist tactics that Obama and Hillary were trained in.
Exactly. And last time I checked, historically, when you look at, you know, the Civil War, that there, how many whites died in the name of, you know, vanquishing slavery and what they gave up along the way, Jerry. I mean, it was incredible, the numbers of people. But in the black narrative, it's easy to forget that, right?
Well, and Dinesh D'Souza did a great movie on this, Hillary's America.
Right.
But, I'll concede that the majority of people who went to fight in the Civil War, from, you know, especially from the North, were fighting to save the Union, not to end slavery. But by the end of the war, slavery was certainly on the table after 1863 and the Emancipation Proclamation. It was hard to understand the war was not about slavery.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that, you know, rather than understanding the past, rather than understanding the future, what's Obama's legacy going to be?
Yeah.
It's going to be more socialist failed policies, more blah, 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 blah talk. I mean, his farewell speech, in which he referred to himself for 75 or 80 times, didn't refer to Hillary at all. I mean, you know, basically said, if he'd been the candidate, he'd have won, which is like, you know, what is, how does that make Hillary feel?
Right.
These socialists throw everybody under the bus, and it takes a charismatic liar like Obama, who came in, you know, talking about hope and change, and all he produced was radical socialist change that ended up in a lot less hope for more people.
And it's amazing, in that speech and in other speeches, he has tried to rewrite his legacy along the way. Even as he exits, you know, his presidency, doing everything he can to hamstring Donald Trump in this transition. I mean, it's almost like whatever he tells you he's doing or wants to do, it's just the opposite. You know, he came out very sincerely, said, well, I'm going to be like George Bush. He was so smooth and so cooperative and everything in our transition. That's the pattern. That's the model we're going to be. And then 2 seconds later, he's doing just the opposite.
Well, and, you know, look, when they talk about legacy, like Obama is talking about legacy, he knows he's got a failed legacy. He knows he's going down in history as one of the worst presidents. It was a shock to Obama that he's the first president ever to have been at war every single day of his administration. No other president, even Franklin Roosevelt, was at war his entire term in office. And the Democrats were supposed to be the party of peace. You know, they didn't close Guantanamo like he promised. Most of Obama's promises ended up in a debacle.
Right.
We have $20 trillion now, or right at it, doubling the national debt. And the American people are saying, you know, look, we don't intend to discriminate against people for any reason, but, you know, LGBT agenda, we really have to get down to the ridiculous, which is what the left does, and start talking about unisex bathrooms and
right.
for six-year-olds. I mean, most people are saying, what are you, nuts? Or transvestites in the military and paying for their sex change operations, then the reverse sex change operations and their hormone therapy. I mean, that's not what the military is about.
Yeah, exactly. And General Mattis laid it out pretty simply what it is about. And
right.
But yet you get these senators asking these, you know, questions that you just go, really? She asked that question?
Well, I mean, the Democrats have gotten down to the identity politics, and unfortunately, they're indoctrinating a group of kids to be anti-white, especially anti-white male.
Right.
And it's like you've got to have some blacks, then you got to have some Indians, then you got to have couple Eskimos, then you got to have, I don't know what else.
Well, of course, they're throwing in the Mexicans, you see, because the Mexicans, the Hispanics, because it's a big number, you know, and the blacks are doing everything they can to homogenize that number into their side.
And put them all on a committee, and then, you know, that's going to be a good result. No, and Democrats are just playing the demographic politics of Karl Marx and change the country by changing the demography and anti-white, which is, again, another form of racial prejudice that the left is entrenched on, thinking is holy and sanctimonious.
Yeah. And here we are realizing this on Martin Luther King Day 2017.
And look, I'm all for civil rights. I think civil rights was a good... The 60s is very different from what we're talking about in this far left today. These are radical socialist communists using divisive issues in order to create a socialist state. That's not what Martin Luther King ever intended.
Exactly. We the people need to be beware, that's for sure. Dr. Jerome Corsi, currently a senior staff reporter for WND.com. Jerry, thank you so much.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. While the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now, there's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.